from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. July 1st is Canada's 157th birthday and features a first in Timmins. Instead of fireworks, the local Canada Day committee is staging a show of LED-equipped drones over Gillies Lake. Committee member Mark Rogers says the lights will be in the sky and reflecting off the water beginning at 10 o'clock that night.
We have secured 100 drones for the show. The show is approximately 12 minutes long. And that's how it basically works. Each drone is lit up, and much like a fireworks display, the drones do a display.
Festivities begin at 7 o'clock with a DJ, a couple food trucks, and free Canada Day cupcakes from the city. Canada's broadcast regulator is requiring online streaming services to contribute 5% of their Canadian revenues to support our country's broadcasting system. The CRTC says the obligation starts in the 2024-25 broadcast year and will provide about $200 million a year in new funding. The money will be directed to areas of immediate need like local news on radio and TV, French language and Indigenous content, and content created by and for equity-deserving communities. Online streaming services will also be able to direct part of their contributions to support Canadian television content directly. The Federal Auditor General says the government doesn't have the capacity or the tools to fight cybercrime effectively. Karen Hogan has issued a new report that looks at departments and agencies' ability to enforce anti-cybercrime laws. She says there's a series of breakdowns in coordination, information sharing, tracking, and response between those that protect people from the crimes, which include romance scams and ransomware. The departments and agencies that were reviewed include the RCMP and Public Safety Canada. One of Canada's largest industry groups is warning of higher prices and short supply for manufacturers if a strike by railway workers goes ahead. In a letter to the federal cabinet, Canadian manufacturers and exporters say a survey of its members finds many feel the effects of such a work stoppage would be significant or severe. The 9,300 workers at CN and CPKC have already voted in favor of a walkout. But Federal Labor Minister Seamus O'Regan has asked the Federal Labor Board to judge whether such a strike would jeopardize the health and safety of Canadians. That ruling isn't expected until mid-July. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.